Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, the landowner saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, the landowner found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous?" Thus, the last will be first, and the first will be last. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, just for a very brief moment, just give you a little bit to the background of the Gospel this morning. The apostles and early disciples, those who were closest to Jesus, naturally felt special. And because of that, they began looking at everybody else and those who are not close followers as not just being as good as them. So even from the very beginning, they kind of expected more. We got an example of that with John and James, whose mother came to Jesus and said, "Look, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, can my two lads have special places?" So, you know, and that was entirely against what Jesus was teaching. He treated everybody the same, and he was totally inclusive. And let me put that into a nutshell. Jesus has no favorites. All are equal in the sight of the Lord. Now, let's apply it to ourselves this morning. How did you feel when you listened to the gospel? And hopefully you were listening. You were probably doing very well until we came towards the end of the gospel. And those who were taken on at 5 o'clock in the afternoon got the same daily wage, which was 1 denarius. That was the normal daily wage, and that was sufficient to provide sustenance for the family and for the needs of that particular day. So was the honor of the landlord very unfair? Well, I think most of us, and I include myself, would say, yes, he was, because he should have given the guys who came in early in the morning, beginning at 6 a.m., they should have got a lot more. But where do we get that idea from? And that idea comes from our Western culture and the way we see things. It's a whole question of meritocracy. I've done this, so I deserve this. I deserve this appreciation for what I have done. But you see, when it comes to dealing with God, we're dealing with somebody who's above that kind of thing. And today we get a beautiful, wonderful example of God's amazing largesse and amazing generosity, absolute generosity. Now, go back to the landowner for a minute, the owner of the vineyard. Well, if he had paid the people that he went out and hired at 5 o'clock, just a couple of cents, for example, would that have been fair? And the answer is no, it wouldn't. Because remember the question he asked them, why have you been standing here all day? And they were standing there because nobody asked them or gave them work. So there's the generosity. He saw their need. That's the generosity of God. He gives us everything we need. And he felt sorry. And the landowner represents the generosity of God. He felt sorry for those people who were standing there all day through no fault of their own. Now, just a little bit more on that. I think all of us, we look down on people at what we say, and it's a word I hate to use, but people beneath us. Is that not true or not? And I think it is very true, and very true in the way we live and in our society. So if you're working somewhere, you have a boss, somebody's in charge, more than likely that person is looking down on other people underneath them. And there's a kind of, I'm better than you attitude. Well, in God's eyes, nobody is better than anybody else. No one. And that's a fact. I'm no better than any one of you listening to me this morning. Because a lot of people think, well, you're a priest, so you must be very close to God. Well, no, I'm just like you. I'm too a sinner and trying to do my best. So I always smile when people come and tell me, well, and I'm thinking of some people who recently taught me, I did this and I did that, and I've made a novena and so on. And I say, why are you doing all that? Why are you trying to twist God's arm and manipulate God? And the answer often comes back, because I get a higher place in heaven. Well, I don't think there's any higher places and lower places in heaven. Just to be in heaven is more than sufficient. And if I happen to end up in heaven, I won't be worried about who's in the higher places and who are in the lower places, because we'll all be in the presence of God, and that's what really matters. There's no first class and second class in heaven. How we like to think we're first class. We're not in God's eyes. We're all the children of God, and he's our loving Father. So, you know, be aware of that and practice that in your own lives. What's the best way to practice it? Well, the way I find best of all, and I challenge you to tell me a much better way if you can, the way I find is two things. I try not to put expectations on people, because when you put expectations on people, you invariably set yourself up to be disappointed. That is a fact of life. So I try not to put expectations on people. And number two, the most important thing, no matter what happens, I thank God for everything. So the best antidote to any kind of disappointment or jealousy or anger of some, jealousy or envy of somebody else is to have an attitude of gratitude. Be grateful for everything you have, for every blessing that God gives to you.